back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's 850, Steve Cochran Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And show number 1104, I'm wearing my Make America Vote Again hat. It was the 2014 midterms, Mayor Emanuel, where Mayor. Cook County showed up to the tune of 16%. Mm-hmm. So we've talked ad nauseum about how important the primary is. Mm-hmm. And if you want to just whine about the general, how did we get these candidates? Because you didn't vote in the primary. So however you, whatever your set of beliefs are, do your research. That's what the internet's for. Yeah. Take you about 10 minutes to vet all the candidates that are closest to your world. But I'd like to present you with one of the coveted Make America Vote Again hats done by our friends at Rags of Honor.
Good.
And you're going to look sharp in that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you
Fantastic.
Go.
Now, as I said when I, because it passed, I worked for President Clinton and led the effort to get the assault weapon ban passed in 1994.
Yep, yep.
You have to vote the vote. So to all the kids that walked out, and I was at Juarez High School yesterday and did a mentoring circle with the young men. They all walked out like other kids. But the good news is the seniors went and voted.
Yeah.
And so my view is if you don't like what somebody's position is on assault weapon ban or gun control, vote the vote. If they voted no, don't just walk out for 17 minutes. Make them pay for the next 7 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I'm 100% behind this at not only the primary, the general election. You know, democracy, citizenship is an active sport. It's not a path. You don't get to sit on the sideline. Now, since we're in the gift stage, we're like three. We're like in third grade. What does Steve bring today? For all of the, remember, your mother brought the cupcakes for everybody.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to the Pullman area.
Yeah, we got some good Pullman news
today. Yeah, and we got Gotham Greens is going to open up the largest urban farm. And Amy didn't have anything out of our garden for you. But this is going to add about...
Are Amy and I having problems? Do we need to talk
Amy
to someone?
Is a wait until I tell her that you are actually doing better on your eating habits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I brought you some Gotham Green lettuce.
Great.
That's made here, that's grown here in Chicago.
Right. Looks great.
Okay, this is part of our making sure we get all our fiber.
Yeah,
okay.
And here's the thing. I'm going to eat that like a rabbit.
That's not a pretty image.
It's not a great thought. I've got to try to get that out of here.
Something else to put in my mind's
one
eye.
One leaflet at a time.
So, but I also want to say, because I missed it yesterday, happy birthday. This is my birthday gift.
Thank you.
But I prefer the cupcakes that Mom Cochran would have brought us. But in the end of the day, you get Gotham Greens. And you have to, so you can make your own salad.
Yeah, I like it. It's great. Fantastic. Okay, all right, so let's start with Pullman. What's going on?
There is over, in the last 5 years, over 1,100 jobs. Ready? You had Method Factory head into Battle Creek. They brought the 100 jobs here to Chicago.
Right.
You have the Chinese rail car manufacturer that was going to be in China opening up 200 manufacturing jobs
Big
in
deal.
Chicago. Walmart grocery store that was a food desert, 400 jobs. Now a little over from Pullman, Ford makes, you know, the police car and all the Explorer
yep,
there.
Yep.
They closed Operation Canada. They moved that shift, another 1,200 jobs to Chicago. Notice that everything that was somewhere else, they have moved that factory or that operation. Gotham with Green, which is on the roof of Method Factory, is now opening a facility with over about 100 jobs and adding to the what I would say is the Pullman promise.
Yeah, I'm seeing up to 130 jobs. And you go to Pullman, you go to the neighborhood, there's a great buzz.
It's unbelievable. You got new housing going in. You've got a great Gwendolyn Brooks High School, one of the best in the state. You have new jobs. You have Lane's Bakery that's there. Potbelly's opened up something that tells you the history of Pullman. There's a renaissance, and now it's also a national park, one of the first ones. So
and want to ask you? Can I ask about O'Hare?
Throw it.
All right. American Airlines dropped its opposition last night to the $8.5 billion. Great. They said there were late night talks.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, obviously, for the city. Yeah. What went on during the late night talks?
Well, first of all, know that this is a transformative agreement that will create thousands of construction jobs and help us support thousands of jobs in the city. We're going to make sure everybody participate. Chicago will be have the most modern runway system in the United States. Chicago will have the most modern terminal system in the United States. Chicago will have add 20% more, around 20% more gates to the city of Chicago. You will have a globe only city to have a global terminal, which means when you're going from domestic to international, you won't need a Fitbit to walk the airport.
Right.
It's just right across the hall. That's a huge saver.
What are you going to do with Terminal 5, do you know?
Delta, Spirit, all those airlines will move there. They'll be able to expand, and we'll keep an international presence there. So we'll have two international presence.
Great.
So the growth and the potential, this is now seen as the gold standard in aviation. And it's one of those decisions, and we're going to make sure everybody in Chicago gets a chance to participate in both.
$8.5 billion. That's a lot of jobs.
Not counting the – and that's all paid by travelers, not by City of Chicago.
Right.
And we're not dependent on Washington or Springfield. And we'll be able to control our destiny, but thousands upon thousands of construction jobs, thousands of contracts for everybody in the city in the sense of minority, women-owned businesses, others. This is going to be, by 2027, as you think about aviation and its support of business, jobs, and commerce, Chicago will be the leader in the United States. And
Dave,
as I said,
still in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, as long as you got
yours.
Them green and yeah. Amy's vegetables. Yeah.
Right.
But the deal is, I told American and United a long time ago, you guys compete against each other. I don't really care. Chicago is going to seize its future. We're going to beat LAX in LA. We're going to beat JFK in New York. We're going to beat what Heathrow has in London. And if we have the best world-class airport in the United States is right here, we're going to win the future and make sure everybody's part of it. And
that's, any chance this news could help the Amazon decision? I'm just curious.
I don't think you asked me on this early in the morning to answer that question, but the simple answer is yes.
Doesn't hurt.
It's in the. If you look at the RFP by Amazon, aviation and public transportation are, besides the talent, one of the key items. And being dead center, this maintains, we're the only city in North America where three major aviation operators have their major operations.
Right.
No other city in all of North America has that. And it's a win-win-win for Chicago, United, who was tremendous in the negotiation, and I think American realized they want to be part of a winning team.
Absolutely. Were there some concessions made? I know an American.
You mean
United
like a Sbarro or a Cinnabon or
exactly,
other concessions?
Exactly.
No, I think the basic way to look at this is, you know, there's a vote today in committee. Everybody realized what was going to happen. The writing was there. And people... And my view is, I always had this when I represented President Obama, President Clinton, my whole thing in contracts with organized labor. My door is always open if you're going to try to figure out how to get to a yes. If your position is no way, that's not really a cooperative. And when people realized that we were going to win today, I think there was a lot of focus and things that were not possible. All of a sudden, people realized, okay, and I'm happy the Americans part of the winning team, and that means they're going to be part of the O'Hare and Chicago winning team. I used to tell my mother, you love Ezekiel more than you love me. She goes, no, I hate you all equally. okay. And that explains a lot about the Emmanuel voice. But I said to America, do whatever you, Delta, America, I don't really care.
You go fight.
You guys, I care about Chicago versus LAX. Chicago versus Denver.
Right.
That's what I care about.
Right.
And the way O'Hare was structured, it was like we were in the middle of a divorce settlement. American United, go kill each other. Go win.
Figure it out.
It's not my problem. My problem, how to make sure Chicago doesn't stand still while the world's moving. And now we're going to lead that movement.
It's a big deal.
Yep.
It's a very big deal. All right. I got some politics stuff I want to ask you about.
Shocked.
Because I don't know if you're in that business.
No.
Let's do news next.
I'm in the business of making good progress, Steve.
Well, listen.
Periodically, politics.
And eating healthy.
Yes. But, attempting progress is something more politicians should try.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can get them that memo. News next, first on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
We were just exchanging ideas.
Pleasantries?
We were just comparing our Pinterest sites.
Can I just say it's so interesting to hear both of you talk about like your favorite foods nowadays, which involve beet hamburgers and...
Not beet hamburgers, the veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers,
yes.
Yeah.
Our household has gone... Amy and Leah went vegan. So it's really been... I'm on the train the other day, and I get off at Merchandise Mart, and the guy, I get off at my stop from Merchandise Mart, and the guy looks, I'm standing there, and the guy goes, can I tell you something? I go, yeah, sure, not a problem. And he goes, you're losing a little too much weight. I go, who made you Jewish Mother of the Week? I've lost weight because Amy's gone vegan in the house.
Yeah. Are you sneak eating when you're out?
Okay, yeah, I said, don't worry, I'll grab whatever I need out. Are you going to eat, you know, so no red meat.
Have you been to an Arby's since the incident?
Never.
Since the incident?
Never eaten there since.
Wow.
Is that interesting?
They took my finger. I take their business.
How about a Portillo's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Portillo's, Chicago. Of course. Obviously.
If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel in studio. Good news on a couple of fronts. The Pullman neighborhood and the fact that the airport deal got done. And it's going to be a lot of jobs, kids. Jobs, jobs, jobs. You want to hear it where it matters? Jobs, jobs, jobs in Chicago.
You know that, Steve, right now in Chicago, we have the highest private sector employment on record since 1950. Highest.
We're very proud of that.
Thousands of help wanted signs. And actually, I would say one major thing. Our job now is to use this window of opportunity to make sure that if you don't want to be sitting on the couch and you don't want to be doing nothing, get you in the job market and the labor market, because that's the best ticket to getting you on the right path for the rest of your life.
One of the coolest things we do here, and I salute Todd Manley and company and Larry Ward for not getting in the way of this, but we talk about a lot of causes and a lot of kids' causes in particular. Mm-hmm. And the City Colleges of Chicago program with the city,
yes,
giving kids an opportunity to get into school and be in college and do it for free. It's sweat equity. You got to earn it, baby. But once you're in, you can earn your way to a four-year school or you can earn your way to a business immediately. And the City Colleges, people are very cool.
The Chicago Star Scholarship, be average in high school, free. Do you know that 72% of the kids who take it, first one in their families to go to college?
Yeah.
It's a big,
tremendous
big
story.
Deal.
All right, so let's shift to the ugly stuff for a second, because
we're just on an optimistic note.
Yeah,
just
so let's
for 30
go ugly.
Seconds. Let's go back
ugly.
To something ugly.
Here's the thing that concerns me, because I don't care what party you are. If the Democrats were in power and the Republicans are doing what the Democrats are doing, I'd have the same discussion. The Democrats have an opportunity now, which is being handed to them on a silver platter. Why do we have such a lack of a cohesive message from the Democrats in regards to taking advantage of how the Republicans are treating this country?
Look, the truth is, for politics, being opposed to Trump is a good strategy. I don't think you'll really know the future of 2018, the midterms, until June or July, but it's clear from everything that happened in Virginia, everything that happened in Alabama, everything that happened in Florida, everything that happened yesterday, the other day in Pennsylvania, I'd rather be a Democrat than a Republican. And the currents are moving fast that way. That said, we have to at some point articulate what we're for, not what we're just against. Trump being against what Trump's done has done us well politically, and that's just up front because guess what? College-educated women have realized that this guy's a bad deal. And they have come in full force, if you look at all the elections, back to the Democratic Party. And we've embraced them. But we have an obligation now to articulate a road from that rejection of Trumpism.
What's the message?
Well, it's not more than a message. It's a set of policies. I think what I've always referred to it as what I call kitchen table politics and policies. The issues of education are not just Chicago. They're also Schaumburg. We have to build those, and we should share those discussions because your concern for your kids are the same concerns we have. The issue of transportation and quality of life that comes with that, same issues in Chicago that are in the suburbs. The issues as it relates to environmental protections and oversight for quality of life issues as the way you live, same issue, suburbs, city. And I think that's how, if we start articulating a broader vision and where everybody counts, nobody gets, we don't have a future where nobody gets to not be part of it, and how to create a way where everybody gets a chance to succeed. Not that everybody will succeed, but everybody gets a chance.
That's it.
And that to me is, and there's a set of issues and policies where actually you can create a governing coalition. And it's not hard. But everybody gets a chance at success.
Is it too late for Chuck and Nancy?
What do you mean?
I know Nancy Pelosi. Well, I just think there needs to be new leadership.
Well, I think that, look, I know, as you know this, so I know both Chuck and Nancy, and they are good leaders. I've worked with them.
And they raise a lot of money.
Yeah, but they also lead on policy, and they bring their party, and they have the party stay together and also work through their issues. That said, like every period of process, you're going to have people rise to the moment to help lead. And I think that will also happen.
The governor's seat in Illinois is up for grabs, arguably more so this week. Were you surprised, Mayor, that Governor Rauner vetoed the gun bill?
I think, as I said before, and I want to say this again, somebody that President Clinton gave the responsibility to pass the 5-day waiting period and the assault weapon ban in 94. I get you have a primary election, but you have a primary responsibility as governor. And your primary responsibility, governor, is our public safety, not your reelection. And I think he put his political safety ahead of our public safety. And I think that is absolutely the wrong decision. And I think he made also a mistake on the politics. You don't actually announce after weeks of saying, I'm going to study this, a day before the students walk out. But to everybody, if you believe in an assault weapon ban, you believe in stronger, smarter gun laws as it relates to common sense, not that you can't go hunting, but you got to protect our streets, the governor told you where he stood.
It was a bipartisan bill.
It was a bipartisan bill. You know, look, in Florida, they voted for gun control. In South Carolina, they voted for bump stocks. Our governor vetoed, and we license in Illinois. We license barbershops, but not gun shops. We license liquor stores, not gun shops.
That is crazy. There is literally nothing in that bill where I said it's controversial and it's troublesome. Everything in that bill made sense.
Here, look, there is maybe you should say what professions don't need a license, but you're telling me, and every police superintendent says it in Illinois, gun shops are places where there are straw purchases, meaning people are buying for somebody else that can't get a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting around the 5-day waiting period, getting around the background check. And what do we do? We literally veto that bill that was passed the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans together, because it's common sense. And I think it's really unfortunate the governor decided that his own personal political safety in a primary trumped, and I mean
Trump. Look what you did there.
His primary responsibility to all of us.
Weeks after Commander Bauer was shot, you have Eddie Johnson, Chicago Police Superintendent, testifying in Springfield, and
he's on the show the other morning.
And the Cardinal. Yeah.
The Cardinal sent me his statement. Can I say one other thing? You go to the church and you tell everybody you're going to stand behind the men and women in the police department, etc. Our police department right now, last year, took a record guns off the street.
Right.
We're up over last year, which set a record in the history of the city. And you stand there at a Commander Bauer's funeral to tell them that you're going to stand by them, and 2 weeks later you forgot your words? I'm sorry. That dog won't hunt.
I'll let you go on this because I know you got to run, and I appreciate the extra time as always.
No, you appreciate the lettuce. Because
well,
I love
I
you. I love you, Steve. Yeah. I want to take
I'm already going bunny.
Can you just do the hand motion with the bunny?
The little pause. If J.B. Pritzker wins,
yeah,
how can I or anybody in the state feel comfortable he's going to work for the state and not for Mike Madigan?
It's simple, because we're at a point that these problems are at a breaking point, and I think J.B. knows this is his one chance in political leadership, and he has to leave the state better than he inherited. And I also think that Speaker Madigan is also a point in his own career. He knows he has to write a chapter that leaves Illinois also better. And I believe that that will be a promising cooperation.
So you have faith that the Speaker will right the ship for his own business matters?
No, I think
I don't
that,
mean private
I think,
business
I think,
matters,
look,
I mean public.
Let me say this.
As you know, I'm not a fan of the Speaker and how he does things.
I know that, but I keep coming back to you. I've been a congressman in the legislative branch, and I've been a chief of staff, but a mayor, executive. If I did not, I've passed a budget every year over and by strong margins, and I've made fundamental changes. If for 1 year I didn't pass it, would you blame me or the city council?
Yeah, it stops with you.
Okay. You got a governor. Buck stops there. It doesn't say keep going, just pay a toll. Sorry. And I'm sorry. Mike Madigan has actually worked out budget agreements with more Republican governors than he has Democrats. So I don't put the blame where you put it. Everybody, there's enough hands on the bloody knife.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Both parties.
But you,
absolutely.
But when you try to isolate it to one person, I would just say to you, you are actually abdicating who is the chief executive.
Should there be term limits for the Speaker? Something reasonable. Say 20 years.
I actually think there are term limits. It's called Election Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what term limits. You know, our founding fathers and mothers put in a term limit. It's called every 2 years is an election.
I think it's fair, though, for people to go, well, if the president of the United States has term limits, why don't the other offices that are all below the president of the United States have term limits right
down in the city? I don't think there should be any term limits on radio hosts, though.
You know, honestly, there are. Yeah, there are. I've been term limited out of this place prior to...
You know what? You do not look a day over 57. Okay? Can I go out on a limb on that?
You know what? People expect you to tell the truth. Don't make that promise now.
Come here. Let me give you a big hug.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you a question.
Break my teeth.
What kind of dressing do you like with your salad? Because I just gave you three boxes of...
I like a light Italian.
A light Italian?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you know...
what do you like?
Maybe a vinaigrette?
I like oil vinaigrette. Yeah. Oil and vinegar, and the reason I'm for all in is because I know there's calories in there, but I can say it's a salad. And so I can clear my conscience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going light. Uh-uh.
Oh, you're going regular.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's my dressing. I make it.
You make your own dressing?
Yeah. Oil, two-thirds.
Okay.
Vinegar, one-third. Dijon mustard, salt and pepper. Mix it all together and put it on the salad. You know what? I'm making you dressing next time.
Great. No, I'm sure to be good.
I'm tired of bringing you all
the parts.
All the kale that Amy has for us. I'm tired of sharing my kale with you,
right.
Steve.
How about a little dressing?
I'm bringing you
a little dressing?
Rahm Emanuel dressing.
I can see if you ever get out of this business where it's going next. Can you see the Paul Newman like picture on the label?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
You think ConAgra will buy it when I start?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what you want to do? You want to go the George Clooney tequila brand, right. But they do it for dressing. You got $1 billion dressing down the road.
Yeah.
Suddenly somebody wants it.
Yeah.
Chicago flag bandana right there.
Huh?
Right
Look
there.
At you.
Did you see the new police car? And the design?
No, no.
Oh. Oh, we'll get one parked out here so you can kind of look it out. Yeah,
how's
police officer design.
Can you describe it, or is you got to see it to see it?
No, it's on the side. It's the from the rim up. It's blue, and then it's about 12 inches, and then it's checkered. And a woman officer designed it, and I think it's a you know, we buy them. They're made here in Chicago,
right?
At the Ford plant on the South Side Explorer. And we have an unprecedented purchase. We're going to do about another 600-700 to make sure our police officers have the most modern equipment. And it's a real good design. It's more, I think, reflects serve and protect.
Well, that's cool. But you're not going to get a new Coke out of this, are you? Where as soon as you roll it out, people are going to go, why'd you change it? It was fine.
I'm sure we'll get that. That gives people a chance to express themselves.
Right.
But why are we off my dressing? I was just marketing something. No. See you guys. Have a good one. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you, sir.